Hi, this is Munchkin 3, and today we are going to be telling you when did Fortnite Season 7 end, and when does Fortnite Season 8 begin?
The in-game Fortnite Battle Pass always includes the countdown of the end of Fortnite of the current season. Based on that, we knew that Season 7 was scheduled to end on Thursday, February 28th. At 2 a.m. Eastern. X marks the spot, treasure bound. Loot that has been lost can always be found. When did Fortnite Season 8 begin?
Each new season typically starts shortly after this previous season ends. The shortest time for this transition can be measured in hours or even minutes, but it could also be a bit longer. Epic Games always releases a series of teaser images confirming the start date of each new season. Based on the previous for Season 8, which started on February 24th, we knew for sure that Season 8 would begin on Thursday, February 28th. But fun thing about this, me and Munchkin number 2, we're playing Fortnite yesterday, and we got our new win. Our first ever one in Season 8. And the glider you get is like a palm leaf, I guess you could say.
It's kind of like a palm tree, but in an umbrella form.
And it also makes noises when it
is. So, is there a trailer for Season 8? Fortnite trailer for Season 8? Yes, Epic Games does not release trailers for in the middle of seasons until they actually start. Right, then Season 8 unlocks any player who logged in the Battle Royale got to see the new trailer. At the start of the trailer, a pirate named the Blackheart appears on X on the treasure map and sees the location marked between him and the volcano distance, and he got the fish sticks backing him up. But with something familiar happened with the Ice King and the Ice Castle with two trogs, and again with the prisoner and two dark-clad ninjas emerging from the volcano. So pretty much this is all three groups on a single chest where the X marks the spot on the map. What is the theme of Fortnite Season 8?
Apparently the theme is X marks the spot, but considering Season 7's theme was labeled "You Better Watch Out," we soar further. So I'm guessing what they're doing right now is that
kind of like a pirate's theme.
Yeah, a pirate's theme, and also like how
everyone's looking for the buried treasure.
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that, but I feel like the volcano's gonna erupt and it's gonna hit Tomato Town and Sunnyside, Tomato Temple, whatever. And also, I noticed something. They're doing everything like summer's in a few months, right? So they're doing a pirate and a sunny theme.
Months.
spring is next month. And then, so last two seasons ago was just a normal season, wasn't it? It was just a John Wick skin, wasn't it?
No.
It was
season
a
season three happened with the rocket.
Oh yeah.
That
and
season
then four
was
John
the
Wick.
Superhero.
Yeah, John Wick.
Yeah.
And then season five. What was season five?
The
Omega.
Yeah.
Oh no, that was season four.
That was season five was the
season
beach chain, the Ragnarok.
Oh yeah.
Then
season
six was the cube.
Yeah. Well, season what was the theme of it though? Like what was the 100
Halloween?
Season six was Halloween themed.
What was the
season seven was Christmas themed.
So now season
eight is like
all types
of spring, summer.
Wait, hold on. What was the season 100? Oh yeah, the wolf.
Yeah,
and
the
last season was what was last season?
Last season was Ice King.
Ice King, oh yeah, because I just got the ice scepter. Also, guys, if you didn't know, the best combo in the game is the Scorpion, the $800 V-Bucks skin, the Ice Mantle with blue, and then the Ice Scepter. Just saying, this is the best game.
I thought it was the onesie.
Oh yeah, the
onesie
too.
Yeah.
Alright, so guys, we're gonna now talk about the new places in Fortnite. So, Risky Reels is still here, kind of, not really. Then we got Sunny Steps, Lazy Lagoon, and is that it? Yeah, and they moved the block to where the old, really old motel was.
Yeah.
And the block's over the motel right now, so.
Oh, okay, if you look over it, you can see parts of the snow melting again.
Yeah. Yes, it's now.
Also, if you guys didn't realize, the volcano is where Wailing Woods used to be.
Yeah, so Wailing Woods is gone.
Epic Games, they kind of give us a hint
from
season two, because the Blue Squire skins. So the girl's skin, she was the.
The girl Blue Squire.
She was the leader of Tomato Town. Well, now it's called Tomato Temple.
Well, now it doesn't even have a name.
Yeah, now it doesn't even have a name. So that's basically kind of like destroyed half. Then, so that's basically gone right now. Then,
the guy Blue Squire was the king of Anarchy Acres.
Yeah.
Wait, who's the king of retail? Who's the king of retail? Because they're making a lot of challenges in Fortnite for retail. Have you seen that lately?
Yeah.
And so I feel like they're going to be
like... Black Knight, he was the leader of Wailing Woods, and now Wailing Woods is gone. So.
Yeah. I feel like there's going to be, like, the fish stick skin is obviously the leader of Lazy Lagoon. Honestly.
Now, last night, I was doing some research. This is just something pretty cool that I think that they added, or something I think that's pretty cool that they added into the season, which is Party Assist on Challenges.
Yeah, I love that.
Wasn't it season four with the meteor? Yeah.
Yeah. But Party Assist Challenges is something like you can choose somebody on your friends list to help you out, and they can go to the thing that you need to go to and do it for you.
An example is if you have like a daily challenge for like, for example, assault rifle eliminations. If you get 2 eliminations from assault rifle and your friend gets 3, then that will count for the entire challenge.
Yeah, and what's cool about it, let's say you had Ninja as your friend on Fortnite, you could give him the challenge and it'll give you both XP. Did you guys know that?
Yep. So, kind of what now? Greasy Grove is like covered in ice still right now, and Flush Factory is still covered in snow. Well, half of it kind of is still.
Yeah. Oh, Junk Junction! I feel like they're gonna do something to that because it's least expected.
Yeah, they've never done anything to Junk Junction.
Yeah, those two have been there since how long?
Lonely Lodge.
And too. Raven owns Haunted Hills, so you
and
never
Ravage.
Know. Yeah, well, you know what I mean. They own it, so you never know what could happen.
And also, Fatal Field, Lucky Landing, I think no one goes there now. They might also do something to that, too.
That's OG, though, so I don't think they would really do that.
But, so, how did the map change in Fortnite Season 8? Tomato Temple?
Munchkin has to talk.
Did they kind of do something to Haunted Hills? Because they added the castles in Season 6, and in Season 7, the castle was destroyed.
Oh, yeah, and the new building got destroyed in the last day of Season 7, and then got rebuilt on the last day.
New building in Fortnite, Tilted.
And it got rebuilt the first day of Season 8. So I feel like there's something under that, like a volcano is going to come out of there. You know what I mean? Because that earthquake went right to that.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's going to be a volcano when the tectonic plates crush together. There's going to be a volcano, and there's going to be lava all over Tilted, and the Ice King is going to
own
the tower.
They have barely ever done anything to Tilted.
Yeah, and everybody
thinks. Like, Tilted has gotten lucky. Like,
Munchkin number 2 has even pointed out on one of the pickaxes on item shop lately. Or what pickaxe was it, Dakota?
What
pickaxe was it?
For what?
Remember the pickaxe you told me about the other day? It had Tilted and it said destroyed on it.
Oh, the pickaxe is called the Crossroads.
Yeah, and it says destroyed and Tilted on the back.
And it says Pleasant with a llama head on it. So.
Yeah.
Something might happen there, too.
All right, well, guys, that's all we have. That's all the time we have for today. And we're the Munchkins, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.
We're the Little Munchkins.
Yep.